This is the start of my fifth holiday read. No one's guessed any of the other ones, so I suppose I must be a strange reader. Here goes. The day that changes a life or ends a life really comes with a warning. There are no signs in the sky, no dark ravens on a post, no soundtrack in a minor key. To Philippe Tavares, security officer at the United Nations building in New York, September the 23rd had started as a regular Monday. He'd come in on the Long Island Expressway on the 6:15 train, picked up a cappuccino and a muffin, a skinny blueberry one in a concession to his wife, waved his permit at the guys on the door and headed to the basement of the United Nations building, headquarters of the institution he had served for the previous 3 years. There he opened up his locker, pulled out the blue uniform of an officer of the UN Security Force, complete with the Sam Brown belt and the brass badge that still triggered a charge of pride, and dressed for his shift.